Sign of the times in the economy. The good news is that one of the largest retailers in the U.S. is hiring 7,000 people. The bad news, it's Amazon doing the hiring. 5,000 people to pack boxes for shipping in warehouses and 2,000 people to deal with customers who have problems getting their stuff. Customer service. I think of it as the universal experience of the age. The president doesn't think any of this is particularly bad news. He'll be at an Amazon fulfillment center in Chattanooga, Tennessee, to talk about the nation's recovery from the 2008 recession. Amazon has more than quadrupled its labor force since 2008, from more than 20,000 to more than 88,000 workers. And the fact that 2,000 people are being hired for customer service underscores how important customer service is in the 21st century economy. The customer-retailer interaction is, in some ways, the lifeblood of the global interdependent economy. When things are great,
the best service I ever received was one time when I dropped off some dry cleaning. When I picked it up, stapled to my order was an envelope with almost $100 in cash I'd left in my pants pocket. I thought that was pretty extraordinary.
Man, that sticks in his brain. Great customer service. Bruce from Tallahassee told us that story. I know you guys have sharp memories of your own customer service experiences, even if they aren't as sharp as this classic end-of-century scene from the Michael Douglas movie, Falling Down.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like a ham and cheese omelet and more wham fries.
I'm sorry, we stopped serving breakfast, but we are on the lunch menu now.
I want breakfast.
Well, you can't have it. We're not serving it.
Is that the manager?
Rick, there's a customer that would like to speak with you.
Yes, sir.
Hi, I'd like some breakfast.
We stopped serving breakfast.
Have you ever heard the expression, the customer is always right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, here I am, the customer.
Everyone can relate to that scene. Customer service has become critical to the success of businesses online and off. And for some businesses, customer service has actually become the product. With us to explore all of this is Jeffrey Bean, author of The Customer Experience Revolution. Jeffrey, welcome to the show.
Oh, good to be here, John. How are you?
Great. I am fascinated by how important customer service has become. It was once a really fringe thing, but some businesses are designed around customer service. Amazon is one of them.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, John Van Tine and I were so fascinated. That's one of the reasons why we got the idea for the book and then interviewed and researched a lot of these companies that after we did these interviews and research, we came to call them experience makers because people have a tendency to really remember the very good and not so good experiences they have.
You know, one of the interesting things about Amazon versus, say, a Macy's or a Saks or a Nordstrom's is that, you know, one of the advantages you have in brick and mortar retail is that even if you have a bad experience or buy a bad product, you retain the memory of being in the store and the smells and the sense of all the stuff around you. Online, you don't really have that opportunity. And so the customer service experience, either in a phone call or some sort of online chat, becomes much more important, and the challenge is to give it the dimensionality of kind of being in a store.
The one of the most incredible things that Amazon has done is they have given really given thought to the whole customer experience. And I'm pretty sure that they understand that the customer experience includes all the interactions people have with the messages that they give, as well as the processes and the products and services, as well as the delivery experience. And to your point, John, within the customer experience, there's something called the user experience, and that has to do with the processes, whether it's phone or internet. And Amazon has really set the bar very high for interactions on the internet. And to your point, Amazon not only had to compete with brick and mortar experiences, but other interactions either over the phone or other digital interactions, with other websites. And so they really pay attention to what's called the user experience and try and make it as easy and engaging as possible to find what you're looking for and then place the order for it and feel like you've made an informed decision. And they're exceptional in this way.
You know, one of the things, Jeff, that happened in the evolution of corporations in the 70s and 80s is that people who would deal with the media went from being, you know, low-level corporate officers to, in some cases, being the senior, like, number twos to the CEO. The media function was perceived as so important. I'm wondering if customer service is beginning to rise and the head of the user experience in some of these retail operations like Zappos is like a senior officer of the company these days.
As a matter of fact, there's about 5% of the companies around the world that really understand customer experience. And then within that, the customer service component. And absolutely, it's becoming more important, particularly an accelerator is social media or social technology, because you or I, we have a very efficient way of telling many people very quickly what kind of experience did we have at a Zappos or an Amazon, you know, and suddenly that experience can be communicated to so many people and have an impact on that business. And so smart businesses are really understanding that it's a very important part. And other businesses who don't understand that well, sometimes they get pulled into having to deal with the situation in social media because of that quickness that people have in telling many people, hey, here's the experience I've had.
Talking with Jeff Bean, author of The Customer Experience Revolution. Jeff, based on your research, how sticky is the downside? How persistent is a bad experience that someone has, either in their own memory or circulating around the media?
Great question. Very sticky. As a matter of fact, it's a lot of businesses assign numbers to that. For instance, if they have one customer, or let's go to the extreme, if they have a customer advocate, they're going to tell many people and actually sell for them. This is way beyond recommend. And to your point, if they have a disgruntled customer, they're going to tell many people. And really sharp businesses actually have numbers that one person represents. So one person can represent 1,000 or 10,000. And again, it depends on the business. But it's usually the extremes, the very good experiences and the very bad experiences that are extremely significant to the impact. And service is important.
Before we go, if I was a college student and I applied for one of these customer service jobs at Amazon, are they good jobs?
I believe they are good jobs because of the learning experience and the compensation from a competitive standpoint. And certainly it's going to help them lead to better things. If it's the learning about working for an experience maker company that's going to give students the advantage if their interest lies in this in the future. Absolutely.
Jeff Bean, the author of The Customer Experience Revolution. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Pleasure to be here, John.